The money does not come out of taxpayers' pockets. It is left over from the court settlement of unpaid property taxes from the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System. It's been set aside since 2014 as a line of credit for the Interior Gas Utility. But last summer, IGU secured a loan from AIDA, the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, and that freed up the pipeline tax settlement money. So Borough Mayor Bryce Ward asked the Air Quality Office to develop a program to incentivize conversions to cleaner burning fuels. Assemblymember Jimmy Cash says he has seen the need in his work in the heating industry.
More than an air quality thing, a humanitarian thing, it could really help some people. There is a lot of people who will do all sorts of crazy things to keep black smoke billowing out of their boiler because they can't afford to replace it. But if there was a program like this, then possibly they could.
The new program uses $1 million of the settlement. IGU Director Dan Britton told the Assembly the utility plans to add hundreds of new natural gas customers this winter and spring.
More conversions, a bigger impact to air quality. The $1 million will support 150 to 200 conversions and will help people that otherwise might have a challenge with coming up with the funds initially.
Anyone with an oil boiler or furnace could apply for up to $7,500 to replace an existing burner that uses heating oil, including parts, labor, a gas line, and hookup fees. If you have an oil-fired system that can be converted rather than replaced, you can apply for up to $2,500. Once conversion's complete, a homeowner has a deed restriction that would prevent a future owner from installing a wood pellet or coal stove. But that didn't sit well with member Jimmy Cash, who tried to amend the ordinance to have the deed limitation not impact home buyers.
And so now that person, when they're making the decision how they're going to heat their home, they're now going to be restricted by a decision made by a previous homeowner.
And the ordinance doesn't do enough to reduce particulate pollution, from member Aaron Legiski. He asked why the new program would subsidize people to move from the second cleanest fuel, that's diesel oil, to the cleanest fuels, natural gas and propane, when he would like to see getting people off the dirtiest fuels like wood and coal.
There's a very, very minimal reduction of PM2.5 emissions from going from oil to natural gas. So really, if you're trying to subsidize anything, you should be subsidizing people not to use solid fuels.
Solid fuels are now targeted by a different program, the borough's wood stove changeout program. It's paid by federal targeted airshed grants and is ongoing. The new oil boiler to gas or propane program will start next year. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.